May the words of my mouth and the meditation of our hearts together be acceptable in your sight, O Lord, for you are our strength and our Redeemer. Amen. Are you ready for Christmas? Are you in the Christmas spirit? There's only a few weeks left. Is the shopping done? Are the presents wrapped? There isn't much time. Is the house clean? Are the cookies baked? You have to get ready. The relatives are coming. Are the cards written and mailed? Is the tree trimmed? We better get ready because Christmas is almost here, and there is a lot to do if we are going to have the biggest, brightest, best Christmas ever. It's easy to get carried away like that. Christmas and this season before it, we call Advent, should be a happy, joyful time. There is no doubt a special kind of joy of preparing for our Christmas celebrations in the traditional ways, the ways that are unique to each church and each family. It's certainly all right to enjoy shopping and decorating and things like that. We rightfully celebrate our Lord's birth with goodwill and good cheer. We celebrate with family togetherness and parties and other festive events. However, I know that for many people, Christmas and the time that precedes it is not a happy time at all. In fact, for many people, this can be the saddest, most depressing time of the year. For some people, this can be the most stressful season, a season full of painful, angry thoughts and emotions. I'm sure we all know people who experience that. We've all known people who either become emotional basket cases or become Ebenezer Scrooge incarnate as soon as the calendar turns to December. I suppose all of us have felt those things at some time or another, and maybe you're feeling that way today. Some counselors have called this emotional state, which seems to be out of sync with what we would expect to be the happiest time of the year, they've called it the holiday blues. It's an interesting coincidence that blue is the liturgical color for Advent. Our pulpit hangings, my stole, the Advent candles will all be blue between now and Christmas. For the church, blue signifies hope. In Advent, we meditate upon our hope for the future, a future with Christ and his kingdom. But those with the holiday blues seem to feel no hope. Christmas for them is just a dreadful specter on the horizon. Psychologists tell us that one reason for the holiday blues can be because we're missing a loved one. My mother died 25 years ago. She loved Christmas. For at least 10 years after she died, the very first time I would go into a department store and see the Christmas decorations and hear the Christmas music, I'd weep. I was embarrassed, but I don't think I'm alone in that. Perhaps you've been separated from someone you love by death or divorce or simply because we or they have moved away. To not have the ones we love with us at our holiday celebrations is a great emotional pain, especially the first time. For others, and this might be a more typical cause, the holiday blues can be brought on by the stress of all the extra responsibilities we take on at Christmas. All the added cleaning and shopping and decorating and baking and spending and entertaining I talked about, and so much more, can greatly magnify the normal everyday stresses of our jobs and our family life. Preparations can easily get blown out of proportion at this time of year. I've also known people who grew up in poverty or grew up in families where their parents' holiday blues led them into alcohol abuse or into other bad situations. These adults, although now removed from their dysfunctional family of origin, still can get major cases of depression at Christmas time, and often they don't know why. As a pastor, I see over and over again how these holiday blues can be a real problem in the life of an individual or a family. What are we to do then? As we said, the blue of this Advent season represents our Christian hope. While certainly we have a hope for a future, we also have hope for the present. Together as Christians, and with God's help, we can cope with whatever stress or sadness we might be feeling. We can find hope and happiness once again in our Advent and Christmas celebrations. Together and with God's help, we can beat the holiday blues with the true blue of Advent hopefulness. Now, in the bulletin this Sunday, I'm going to have an insert that is written by a Lutheran pastor, and it talks about different practical things that we can do to deal with our emotions during this stressful season. But it seems to me that the crux of dealing with the holiday blues is really a matter of spiritual perspective, a question of religious focus. Having said the word focus, let me tell you that I consider myself to be at least an adequate photographer, but that wasn't always the case. As a novice with a camera, back in the days when cameras had film and such, I was forever taking photographs where the subject was off center or was too blurry or had a telephone pole seemingly growing out of his or her head. A brief class in photography helped me dramatically improve my picture-taking ability. Now, of course, we use cell phones for photos and we can Photoshop them. Still, there are three steps to better photos which I learned and try to remember when taking a picture. One, compose the picture beforehand. Two, get close to your subject. And three, focus. We are most susceptible to the holiday blues, it seems, when we don't compose our celebrations properly, when we don't get close to our real subject, and when we don't focus on what's really important. In our gospel reading today, John the Baptizer demonstrates the ability to well compose his life and get close to and focus on what was really important to him: Jesus the Messiah. Working backward through those three steps, we see John's focus on Jesus. John did not focus on himself, on his own needs or successes or what people thought of him. Rather, he focused on the one more powerful than himself. John realized and accepted his subordinate status to Jesus. He didn't try to be the Messiah himself. So much of our pre-Christmas stress seems to me to be the result of unreasonable expectations that we lay on ourselves. We want to be the super homemaker with the immaculate house. We want to be the super Santa giving our families and friends expensive, elaborate gifts. We want to make each Christmas the best ever. We tend to focus on all sorts of things that we think Christmas is about, pleasing people and pleasing ourselves, and we get angry with ourselves and with others when the holidays that we try to create don't live up to our expectations. Here we, like John, need to focus on what's really important. As the pins and bumper stickers say, Jesus is the reason for the season. Christ is and always should be the subject, the center, the source of our celebration. The Madison Avenue advertisers and well-meaning humanists, and sometimes even our own family and friends, will try to focus our attention on food and gadgets and good family feelings. And And in of themselves, those are not bad things. I love food and gadget and families. But we must not lose sight of the fact that Christmas and Advent are ultimately about God. God loves us so much that he sent his only son into our world, born a little child named Jesus, to save us. That's what it's all about. If we truly focus on Jesus, everything else seems secondary and not terribly important. Focusing on Jesus can take so much out of the stress of so many of our Christmas rituals. If the shopping, the cleaning, and the Christmas cards get done, fine. If not, that's fine too. Christmas will still happen. Jesus gives us permission to take it easy on ourselves. Christmas is in his hands, not ours. So we can relax a bit from what's superfluous and be about what's really important. What's really important about Advent and Christmas is getting close to this Jesus. John the Baptizer called the people of his day to repentance. That is, he called them to make a U-turn away from their sins and head toward God instead. John baptized them as a sign of their new relationship with God. And he told them that one was coming who would baptize them with the Holy Spirit and with fire. Jesus is that one. In Advent, we too are called to repent, to turn back toward God, the God that Jesus reveals to us. As we gather as a congregation, as a worshiping community, to hear the word and receive the means of grace, Jesus' Spirit and his fire comes to us. Therein we find the strength to forgive and forget what sins might have been committed against us in the past, so that we might appreciate the present and hope for the future. Here, too, in worship, we experience the communion of saints, which transcends our separation from our loved ones and lets us rest in peace, secure in the knowledge that we will be reunited with one day with those we love. As we are composing what will be part of our Advent Christmas celebrations this year and what won't, we need to make worship the top priority. We may want to renew our commitment to daily devotions or Bible reading. We may also want to volunteer some of our time, talents, and treasures this season to those less fortunate than ourselves, so that we might see the face of the Lord in the face of the elderly, the poor, and the needy. In these ways, we keep Jesus at the center of the season, and we receive the miracle of Christmas, the miracle of God with us. And please note that I said the miracle of Christmas, not the magic of Christmas. Christmas is about miracles, not magic. The media, especially television, has sold us on this image that somehow at Christmas, if we all just believe hard enough, all of our wishes will come true. Snow will fall, broken families will be reconciled, the poor will get rich, and the lonely will find romantic love. If we expect that kind of Hallmark Channel holiday magic, we are almost certain to be disappointed and susceptible to holiday depression. But if we look for the miracle of Christmas, if we strive to see how God is with us, bringing order out of chaos, bringing hope in times of adversity, and giving us his presence despite our unworthiness, then we will not be disappointed, and the joy of Christmas, the joy of Advent, will be theirs. So, compose a holiday that centers on Christ. Get close to Jesus and the people that he has given you who love you, and focus on the gift of God's grace in Christ. And in this Advent season, may the peace of God that passes all understanding keep your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus. Amen.